take a sabbatical. Everyone doing Christian ministry in your church needs a 3-month break every 7 years or so. This includes your minister, elders or parochial church council, ministry leaders, youth team, and Sunday school teachers. Why? Because the Bible commends it, and it's good for us. First of all, the Bible commends it. When Jesus asked his friends to come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest, that's in Mark 6:32, he was speaking from a heart shaped by his upbringing. At any point in his younger life, he was looking forward to a rest. The Sabbath every seventh day. The 3 major religious festivals in a year. And every 7 years, there was a Sabbath year when the land was to rest. For sure, there'd be seasons like seed time and harvest when everyone was working flat out. But the law of God, an expression of his grace, would force people to stop. That rhythm of sevens seems baked into our psychology. And these patterns in scripture carry a simple message for all us. Do the same. Learn to rest. The second thing is it's good for you. Every 7 years, the land had a rest. You can read about this in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 1 to 7. That seventh year rest was known in Hebrew as Shemitah, which means release. It was a rest for the land, but it was also a change of pace and purpose for the people. Their workday focus on cultivation shifted to gathering and eating what the land produced without their help. This is the core principle of a sabbatical for a Christian leader. The pace and purpose of your work changes so that you can be rested, refocused, and renewed. For an extended season, you stop sowing and weeding and reaping and threshing the activities of cultivation, and your focus shifts entirely to gathering and building up a savings account of material that you can draw on in your future ministry. We're God's creatures, and this is how we're designed to function. Try not getting that seventh day rest for a sustained period of time, and you may well suffer psychologically, possibly even physically. We have different festivals and different holidays, but the principle is the same. They're there for our good. Now, the idea of a sabbatical is so powerful that secular organisations are beginning to embrace it. In his lovely book, Recovery, The Lost Art of Convalescence, Gavin Francis, an Edinburgh GP, writes, "In my own GP practice, my colleagues and I have formalised a compromise into our contracts as a 3-month break every 5 years. I return from my own sabbaticals relaxed, re-inspired and energised by the time away. I can't rewrite my patients' employment contracts to make sure that they can access sabbaticals, but I do encourage them to find ways to try." Over the last couple of years, I've been working with Paul Coulter of Living Leadership, spending a lot of time talking with people in Christian ministry about their sabbaticals. And we've put together a sabbatical toolkit, which you can now download from the Living Leadership website. There's a link on the webpage in my website for this. Our passion is to enable people in ministry to keep going and enjoy serving the Lord. And we see these rhythms of seven as essential for effective Christian work. Why not raise this issue with your leaders and start thinking together about how the life of your fellowship might be enriched and its impact enhanced, not by working harder, but by learning to rest. Achieve more by doing less and doing it better. To do this, you need a sabbatical.